Friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music.
With no thought of God above, in your sin you had rather stay, never thinking of His love.
Too far from God to ever hear Him call, deep in sin you have drifted too far. Won't you turn back, give Jesus your all, before you travel too far from God?
In a mansion you may live, but if it's filled with sin, no room for Jesus do you give, though He pleads to enter. Won't you turn back, give Jesus your all, before you travel too far from God?
Soon this world is bound to end, the fire will surely fall. Lost in sin, too far to hear Him call.
Too far from God to ever hear Him call. Deep in sin you have drifted too far. Won't you turn back, give Jesus your all, before you travel too far from God?
Miss Kitty Wells starting us off today with a cut from her Decca recording, Singing on Sunday. Too Far From God was written by Johnny Wright, Kitty's husband, Jack Anglin, and Clyde Baum. Johnny and Jack were a famous singing duo until Jack's untimely death in 1963. Clyde Baum played mandolin and was once a member of Hank Williams's Drifting Cowboy Band. He played on Hank's Lovesick Blues. Kitty Wells is our featured artist on the Gospel Trail, and today I'll play 11, maybe 12, by the Queen of Country Music. I've not played any of these songs by Kitty until now. Kitty Wells, the first female country music artist to have lasting success, opened doors and changed country music for the ladies that followed. When I was a teenager, Kitty Wells dominated the country music charts. And the songs you'll be hearing today are from four of her gospel albums, Singing on Sunday, the Kitty Wells Family Gospel Sing, Dust on the Bible, and How Far Is Heaven. Here's Miss Kitty with a Johnny and Walter Bale song, Do You Expect a Reward from God?
If through this world of sin you travel, the straight and narrow way you do not trod. In the end, when everything has been unraveled,
do you expect a reward from God?
God will give us everything He's promised.
If we live for Him, He'll give us that reward.
titles of this earth you choose to win, then you'll never gain that heaven's treasure.
Do you expect a reward from God?
God will give us everything He's promised.
If we live for Him, He'll give us that reward.
But if in sin you chain of greed, your conscience never tires. Be assured, my friend, if you still offend, He will set your fields on fire. If you don't from sin retire, He will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must fall. Now, my friends, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with Him, free from every sin, when He sets this world on fire. You have heard His voice, seen the souls rejoice that trusted in His grace. Have blessed with sin, and He knocked within, but still you hide your face from the blessed Lord and His own true word, but still you say retire. Leave the downward path, kindle not His wrath, or He'll set your fields on fire. If you don't from sin retire, He will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must fall. Now, my friends, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with Him, free from every sin, when He sets this world on fire.
Kitty Wells, He Will Set Your Fields on Fire, and Do You Expect a Reward from God? He Will Set Your Fields on Fire was composed by H.M. Ballou. The earliest known release is by Smith's Sacred Singers in 1927. Several years ago, Myrna and I were walking along the beach, and I said, "The tide is breaking at our feet." And Myrna said, "Peter, that would make a good title for a song." I wrote it, and it's been 9 years since I played it, and it's titled, "The Tide is at My Feet."
The tide, it's breaking at my feet. I see Jesus' hands outstretched for me. The tide is here to receive all the love my Savior has for me. Since that day I stepped into the light, my faith will bring me victory. I all that it can be. that promised land. Oh, what a privilege to see the streets of heaven at your feet. The Comforter is knocking at your door. He's calling from heaven's golden shore. Don't turn him away. Take your soul to heaven, fly away. Your sins were all washed away by the sinless man. He'll take you to mansions in the sky. At my feet, I see Jesus' hands outstretched for me. The time is here to receive all the love my Savior has for me.
Precious love my Savior has for me.
A song that I wrote, The Tide Is At My Feet. The next song, Hello Central, Give Me Heaven, comes from the pen of Charles Harris in 1901. I've played it in years past by Wilma Lee Cooper and the original Carter family. Ferland's recording of Hello Central, Give Me Heaven is from his King Records CD, Ferland Husky, The Gospel Way, issued in 2004.
Hello Central, give me heaven, for I know my mother's there. You will find her with the angel. Golden stair. She'll be glad it's me a-speaking. Won't you call her for me, please? For I truly want to tell her that by her side we soon shall be. Hello, Central, give me heaven. I know my mother's there. You will find her with the angels over on the golden stairs. Dear is sad and lonely, sobbed a tearful little child. Since Mom is gone to heaven, Papa dear, you do not smile. Hello Central, give me heaven, for I know my mother's there. Find her with the angels over on the golden stairs. Answer, it will please her. Yes, Mom, I'll soon be coming home. Kiss me, Mama, kiss your darling. Kiss me through the telephone.
Central, give me heaven. For I know my mother's there. You will find her with the angels over on the golden stairs.
Ferlin Husky there with Hello Central, Give Me Heaven. Kitty Wells was born Ellen Muriel Deason in Nashville on August the 30th, 1919, and it sure was a sad day for her millions of fans when she passed on July the 16th, 2012, at the age of 92. Kitty broke down barriers for female artists with her 1952 hit, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, an answer song to Hank Thompson's hit, The Wild Side of Life. Her father, Charles, and her uncle were musicians, and her mother, Myrtle, was a gospel singer. As a teenager, she performed with her sister, and they were known as the Deason Sisters. At the age of 18, she married Johnny Wright, a cabinet maker who wanted to be a country music star. A couple in a row now by Miss Kitty, the queen of classic country music. First, it's Marvin Baumgartner's Gathering Flowers for the Master's Bouquet, and then it's Johnny Master's Gloryland March.
Death is an angel sent down from above, sent for the buds and the flowers we love. Truly 'tis so, for in heaven's own way each soul is a flower in the Master's bouquet. Gathering flowers for the Master's bouquet. Beautiful flowers that will never decay. Gathered by angels and carried away forever to bloom in the Master's bouquet. Loved ones are passing each day and each hour, passing away as the life of a flower. But every bud and each blossom someday will bloom as a flower in the Master's bouquet. Gathering flowers for the Master's bouquet. Beautiful flowers that will never decay. Gathered by angels and carried away forever to bloom in the Master's bouquet. Let us be faithful till life's work is done, blooming with love till the reaper shall come. Then we'll be gathered together for a transplanted to bloom in the Master's bouquet. Gathering flowers for the Master's bouquet. Beautiful flowers that will never decay. Gathered by angels and carried away forever to bloom in the Master's bouquet.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramar.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Glory, hallelujah, we are marching on as we sing this song, and it won't be long. The man of Galilee will set us everyone free. So get in the glory land, boy.
There is an army that is marching on to victory. The captain is a man from Galilee. They've all been saved and their souls set free by the blood of the man on Calvary. So won't you join in this army and be saved today? Get on your knees and pray. Help lead the wrong to right and join in the fight and get in the glory land march.
Glory, hallelujah, we are marching on. As we sing this song, and it won't be long. The man of Galilee will set us everyone free. So get in the glory land march.
Blessed is the army that will follow God, fighting for the kingdom as we onward trod, waiting for the morning when we leave the sod. To live in thee forever in the presence of God. He will give us power over man of sin. We'll shout and enter in. You'll hear the victory ring when we found the Savior King. So get in the glory land march.
Glory, hallelujah, we are marching on. As we sing this song, and it won't be long. The man of Galilee will set us everyone free. So get in the glory land march. Get in the glory land march.
Kitty Wells with the Glory Land March and gathering flowers for the Master's bouquet. Kitty began touring with Johnny Wright and his sister Louise, and they were known as Johnny Wright and the Harmony Girls. When Jack Anglin joined the group, they were known as the Tennessee Hillbillies and the Tennessee Mountain Boys. Ellen Muriel Deason wasn't a very good stage name, and in 1943, Johnny Wright tagged her with the name Kitty Wells. And that came from a 1926 folk song, Sweet Kitty Wells, recorded by Vernon Dalhart. Jack Anglin left for the Army, and when he returned, they formed a very successful duo, Johnny and Jack and the Tennessee Mountain Boys. Roy Acuff toured with Johnny and Jack and Kitty Wells for a spell, and he advised Johnny not to make Kitty the show's headliner. He said women couldn't sell country records. In 1949, Kitty signed with RCA Records and released two singles that didn't chart. She recorded 8 songs for RCA that are very rare and sought after today. Promoters weren't keen on promoting female singers, so RCA dropped Kitty in 1950. And then in 1952, Paul Cohen from Decca Records asked Kitty to record It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Kitty didn't think much of the song, but she was really happy with the $125 she received from the session. The song's message was considered controversial at the time. The line in it brings back memories when I was a trustful wife, was banned by many radio stations, including the Grand Ole Opry's WSM radio station. She re-recorded it, changing the word trustful to trusting, and NBC and other networks then lifted the ban on the song, and in the summer of 1952, it took off, selling 800,000 copies on its initial release. The Billboard Country Music Chart started in 1944, and it was the first single by a woman country singer to peak at number one. Here's Miss Kitty with There's No Greater Time Than Now, a Roy Botkin song, and Sinner, Kneel Down and Pray. Johnny Bales wrote this one. These are from her Singing on Sunday and the Kitty Wells Family gospel albums.
Yeah.
If you're tired of the life that you're living, then why don't you change it now? For no one knows what tomorrow holds. There's no greater time than now. There's no greater time than now. There's no greater time than now. Don't let this chance pass, for it could be your last. There's no greater time than now. So come while the choir is singing. Oh, come while time still allows. Oh, come and be saved before you go away. There's no greater time than
Sparks is next. with a Marshall Warwick song, There's More That Holds the Picture. And this is from his 2011 Rounder Records CD, Almost Home. After Larry Sparks is Miss Kitty Again with Bob Ferguson's Wings of a Dove. This was Ferlin Husky's second and last number one song in 1960. It wasn't God who made Honky Tonk Angels crossed over for Miss Kitty at number 27 on the pop charts. Get this, the song was banned by the Grand Ole Opry, and then after making number one, the same song made Miss Kitty an Opry member. It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels was followed by Paying for That Backstreet Affair, an answer song to Webb Pierce's 1953 hit, Backstreet Affair, a song that Webb got from Hank Williams. Kitty's answer song reached number six. Then in 1954, she teamed up with Red Foley and One by One became her second number one hit. And then another duet with Red, As Long as I Live, reached number three. Record companies were reluctant to issue albums by female artists until Kitty proved that women could sell records as well as men. In 1956, Kitty was the very first female country singer to release a 12-inch final album. So right now, it's Larry Sparks with There's More That Holds the Picture and Wings of a Dove by Miss Kitty.
There's 60 years of marriage in that picture. There's Grandpa with his darling at his side. Eight kids standing proud and smiling shyly. Grandpa and Grandma busting there with pride. There's lots of things you don't see in that picture. The lines on Grandma's face don't show the pain. A little tombstone out behind the cabin. There's more that holds this picture than the frame. See that Bible on the bedside table. See that handmade quilt there on the bed. See those calloused hands around my grandma. They always work to keep his family fed. Wax candle at times I almost feel the warming flame, and listen, you can almost hear them praying. There's more that holds this picture than the frame. See that Bible on the bedside table. See that handmade quilt there on the bed. See those calloused hands around my grandpa. They always work to keep his family fed. See that Bible on the bedside table. See that handmade quilt there on the bed. See those calloused hands around my grandma. They always work to keep his family fed.
Thank you.
friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love.
Wings of a dove.
When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, God doesn't forget us. Of a dove,
on the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love.
A sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
Flood many days he searched for land in various ways. Though troubles beset him, God didn't forget him. He sent down his love on the wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love.
A sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
Kitty Wells cleared the way, making it easier for the female artist that followed, and many more hits followed for Kitty. Release Me, Making Believe, Searching for Someone Like You, Mummy for a Day, Amigos Guitar, Heartbreak USA, This White Circle, Password, How Far Is Heaven, Will Your Lawyer Talk to God. She became the very first female country star to host her own television show, and for 14 consecutive years, she was voted the nation's number one country female artist. In 1976, inducted into Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame, in 1991, a Grammy for her lifetime achievements, and in 1993, the Living Legend Award. A few more of her hits were I Gave My Wedding Dress Away, I Heard the Jukebox Playing, Goodbye Mr. Brown, The Lonely Side of Town, Three Ways to Love You, Meanwhile Down at Joe's. Her success opened doors for Gene Shepherd, Patsy Cline, Skeeter Davis, Loretta Lynn, Connie Smith, Tammy Wynette, Norma Jean, Jan Howard, Dolly Parton, and others. A couple more by Miss Kitty, Singing on a Sunday, another Roy Botkin number, and one of Roy Acuff's signature songs, The Great Speckled Bird. This one was written by the Reverend Guy Smith, and Roy first recorded it in 1936, and I believe it was the very first song ever sang on the Grand Ole Opry. Once again, friends, here's the queen of classic country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
I
quiet little town with happy-go people, gathering at the church with the little steeple, singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday.
The week is over and the work is through, going to church like the good folks do, singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday.
This God's land and we're God's people, going to the church with the little steeple, singing on a Sunday, singing on a Sunday. The dogwood's blooming and the hills are green, the mockingbird is singing while the church bells ring, singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday.
The sermon is over and we all gather round, a lot of handshaking and dinner on the ground, singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday.
The week is over and this is the day we all go to church and give Him praise, singing on a Sunday, singing on a Sunday. I miss the little church with the little old steeple, the old hometown and the kind-hearted people, singing on a Sunday,
on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday.
The happiest hours that I've ever known, I spend them in the church with the folks back home, singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday,
singing on a Sunday.
This God's land and we're God's people, going to the church with the little steeple, singing on a Sunday, singing on a Sunday, singing on a Sunday, singing on a Sunday.
Day. To look when He cometh descending from heaven on the clouds as He rides in His word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet Him on the wings of the great Speckled Bird.
Jesse Granderson, or Grant Turner, was a Grand Ole Opry announcer for 47 years. He hailed from Texas, and he was also an announcer for Ernest Tubbs' WSM Midnight Jamboree. His recordings were few, and I had no idea that Grant Turner made recordings until a few weeks ago. He recorded 4 songs with Helen Carter and 4 songs for Chart Records. He was inducted into Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame in 1981. He passed away at age 79 on October the 19th, 1991. And this one is called The Bible in Her Hand, written by Donna Vigel. And friends, here's Grand Ole Opry announcer Grant Turner.
Like every boy, some memories grow sweeter with each year. I was too young then, but now I understand why every night I came home late, I'd find Mama in her chair, asleep with a Bible in her hand. With a Bible in her hand, that picture's mine to hold. I can close my eyes and see her once again. She was so sweet and yet so wise, my mother, bless her heart, a rocking with a Bible in her hand. I remember one night, it was after supper, and all the chores were done, and we all just kind of moved out on the front porch while the younger kids played on the lawn. Mama was sitting in her rocking chair, and it was still light enough to see. So I went in and got her Bible and asked if she'd read to me. As she started to read, everyone got quiet, except far off, I could hear the song of the mockingbird. And then I thought, tonight must be something special. Mama was reading the prettiest I'd ever heard. And when she came to the end of the scripture, she stopped. And for a long time, everything was quiet. And amen was the last words that Mama said. And then she told us all good night. Though Mama's gone, I treasure most the Bible that she left, along with her chair so old and grand. I've learned to ease a troubled mind and find contentment there, a rocking with her Bible in my hand. With a Bible in her hand, that picture's mine to hold. I can close my eyes and see her once again. She was so sweet and yet so wise, my mother, bless her heart, a rocking with the Bible in her hand.
Friends, on July the 21st, CFTA will be celebrating 15 great years on the air. Donations are always welcomed. Connect to the station using your listening device. Look at the top for support. Click on that, and it's really easy to donate. It takes a lot of money to keep us on the air, and ads only cover part of our expenses. The 107.9 transmitter alone uses as much power as leaving an electric stove turned on 24/7. As we look forward to celebrating 15 years this summer, please remember, we can't do it without your help.
Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfolds. Jesus, Father, loving Mother, fly across the lonely years, and old home scenes of my childhood in fond memory appears.
Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
Precious Memories by Bobby Wright, the son of Johnny and Kitty Wells. And the children of Kitty Wells and Johnny Wright are Bobby Wright, Carol Sue, and Ruby Wright. Ruby passed at age 70 in 2009. Carol Sue was 9 when she sang on How Far Is Heaven, and they all sang and recorded. Bobby acted in the popular television series McHale's Navy, and Kitty placed 81 songs on Billboard's charts. 35 were top 10 hits, while 3 made it to number 1. It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels in 1952, One by One, a duet with Red Foley in 1954, and Heartbreak USA in 1961. Her last charted song was The Wild Side of Life in 1979, a duet with Rayburn Anthony. What a coincidence! Her first number one was It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, the answer song to Hank Thompson's 1952 number one hit, The Wild Side of Life. And that was Kitty's last charted song on October the 6th, 1979. Johnny Wright passed in 2011 at 97, Kitty Wells on July the 16th, 2012 at 92. All of today's songs by Kitty Wells are making their first appearance on the gospel trail, and I would say in my top 5 favorite female country singers that Kitty Wells is my favorite. I had the pleasure of seeing her several times in concert. I have several of her autographs, and one time I had a wonderful conversation with her. Since Miss Kitty opened the show, I think it fitting that she close it. That glory-bound train is from one of the great gospel writers, Odell McLeod. His stage name was Mac Odell. Friends, here's the queen of classic country music, the great Miss Kitty Wells.
Come and listen, won't you, brother? Have you heard or don't you know? There's a train that's bound for glory. Will you ride it when it goes? Have you made all preparations, reservations all complete? Will you hear that whistle blowing? Will you be there at your seat? Has your ticket yet been purchased for that glory-bound train? Oh, will you ride? Oh, will you ride? Will you ride that train to glory by and by? Oh, the headlight will be gleaming, Jesus is the engineer. Will you ride this train to glory, or will you be waiting here? When its golden bell starts ringing, when he calls out all aboard, will you have your ticket ready for your Savior and your Lord? Has your ticket yet been purchased for that glory-bound train? Oh, will you ride? Oh, will you ride? Will you ride that train to glory by and by? When you hear it in the distance, hear its mighty driver's roll, just a little while to tarry, then we'll walk those streets of gold. Will those loved ones who have journeyed just a little while ago meet you there at heaven station when that last long whistle blows? Has your ticket yet been purchased for that glory-bound train? Oh, will you ride? Oh, will you ride? Will you ride that train?
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.